Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. We've been sticking it to business school since 2013, and now we're doing it with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete training and community online. And today, you will learn the 10 sins of entrepreneurship. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. There's a lot of things to look out for, and in this episode, I'm going to point out the 10 deadly sins, or the 10 things you need to make sure you try to avoid. So let's get down to business. All right, the first sin of entrepreneurship is analysis paralysis. Many entrepreneurs suffer from this, and they call it being a perfectionist. This is deadly. Business is about doing. It's about implementing what you've learned. Taking action is critical. We often analyze things over and over. Should I do this? Should I do that? And that's a big waste of time and energy and stress. Often you'll get the answer by just giving it a try, finding out. You might fail, you may not, but the point is that you will learn. Set deadlines for certain actions to make sure you take action at a certain time and you stop analyzing. Sin number two, having a short-term view. Having a short-term view will almost guarantee short-term success, or worse, no success at all. You need to have a long-term view as an entrepreneur. What will this business look like in a year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What does success look like for this business? Whatever you're doing today, this week, this month, how will it affect that long-term view? Sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day and we forget to realize that there's a bigger plan. This business is not just for today, it's for life, or for at least a few years. Sin number three, thinking you can do everything. You cannot do everything. You are talented or skilled in certain areas, and as the business owner, your job is to lead and to manage and to delegate. You need to delegate tasks to people that are better than you at that task. You need to work with others. On top of that, you mentally cannot take on everything. You will burn out very quickly and not be successful if you think you can do everything. You may be bootstrapping at the beginning, but know that you must start building a team, start building people around you. This could be outsourced work, it could be partners, it could be employees, it could be whatever you'd like it to be, but you can't do everything yourself. Number four, being a perfectionist. This is different from analysis paralysis. This is the idea that I need to make sure that everything that I do comes out perfect. Let me tell you right now off the bat, when you do something for the first time, it will not come out perfect. Guaranteed. Sometimes getting it done is good enough, and it's better than not getting it done at all. Being a perfectionist is not a good thing in business. Obviously, you have to do things at a professional standard and a standard that is acceptable. But perfection happens over time with iteration. You put something out, you improve upon it, you improve upon it, you improve upon it. That's how perfection gets done. And perfection in its literal term is impossible. So save yourself the headaches, take action, put something out, improve upon it. Understand that perfection is a long-term goal. Number five, fear of failure and rejection. From a young age, we are taught failing is bad in school. They tell us, you know, F is bad and you're in trouble, right? This is not the case in business or in life for that matter. Failure is a great teacher, and it's the rite of passage to success. Every successful entrepreneur has failures in their past. There's no such thing as an overnight success. You may think so, but you didn't see their experience, their failures. Robert Kiyosaki has this great line that he says, fail fast. Get your failures over with. Don't worry about it. Just fail, learn from it, move on. If you get rejected by a client, it's okay. Learn from the experience and move on. Keep moving forward. Number six, being someone else. Finding your own voice is really important. Speaking as someone else really affects your business and your brand. People can see right through it. This takes time, but understand that you need to keep on going back to yourself. How can I just be myself, be authentic, and be vulnerable? It's okay to share a bit of yourself, a bit of your personality, a bit of your personal life sometimes, but trying to be the guru or being the expert and speaking in that voice will get you nowhere fast. Number seven. Comparing. Comparing yourself to others is an absolute waste of time. You have to literally mind your own business. Don't worry about the success of others or how many visits this person gets to their website, how much money they're making every month, or how many subscribers they have to their podcast or to their newsletter. What does that do for you? It does nothing other than distract you and frustrate you. Worry about your own business. And as long as you're doing better than yesterday, last week, last month, you are doing fine. So the rule of thumb is only compare yourself to yourself yesterday. Don't worry about anybody else. Number 8, moving the goalpost before scoring. You can never score if you keep moving the goal before you score. A lot of us, we set goals and we get close to actually achieving that goal and we say, hey, I can do more. Let me move the goal a little bit more and change the goal. We get frustrated because we don't allow ourselves to score and to feel like a winner. So score first, then create a new goal for yourself. Number 8, confusing entrepreneurship with a job. Being an entrepreneur is not a job. It's not a 9-to-5 where you clock in and clock out. It's not that cut and dry. It's very gray where your life and your business intertwine. This is very important also when you choose the type of business that you do. If you like to travel, then you make sure your business will accommodate the fact that you're going to travel. If you don't like dealing with young people or students, then don't sell a product that's catered to students because it's going to be a big part of your life. Make sure you communicate to some extent what you're doing in your business to your friends and family so they're on board. All right, last but not least, the 10th sin of entrepreneurship is being a Lone Ranger. All those Lone Rangers in the old movies, they die at the end. They don't make it. And the same thing goes for business. You can't do it by yourself. You have to have people around you. It could be family, friends, support. It could be hiring employees. It could be getting a partner. It could be many things. It could be whatever you want. But the point is that you can't do this alone. You can't just tinker away in your basement and just hope that you can do it by yourself and, you know, get the glory at the end all to yourself. No, you need to do this with other people, and at least with the support of other people, like I mentioned, with family and friends. I was a Lone Ranger for a very long time until I teamed up with Nicole and seen success that I've never imagined because working together with other people and in cooperation and support of other people really takes you to the next level. All right, guys, those were the 10 sins of entrepreneurship. Let me sum up real quick. Number 1 was analysis paralysis. Number 2 was having a short-term view. Number 3 was thinking you can do everything. Number 4 was being a perfectionist. Number 5 was feel of failure and rejection. Number 6 was being someone else. Number 7, comparing yourself to others. Number 8 was moving the goalpost before scoring. Number 9 was confusing entrepreneurship with a job. And number 10 was being a Lone Ranger. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. Your ratings, your reviews, your subscription to the show, you listening to us every day means so much to us. If you found that this episode or any of our episodes have been useful to you, please show your support by giving us an iTunes rating and review. An iTunes rating and review really helps us get more exposure on iTunes and reach more people. And you can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Pam Moore. Good practical business advice, 5 stars. This podcast is perfect for those wanting to learn business, but who may not feel fully comfortable with many of its concepts. I love the bite-sized chunks, yet they are packed with content and value. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, Pam. Thank you for that review, and thank you all for your support. Guys, I want to leave you with this. A big reason why Nicole and I created the $100 MBA Show is to help others become better at business, and not only be better at business, but avoid some of the pain and problems that we went through. And that's why I created this list today. You may not avoid them all, but we hope that you can avoid some of them or at least be aware of them. Thanks again for listening, and I'll check you guys in the next episode. Take care.